Welcome to the Bitcoin Street Journal, Bitcoin Market Update Podcast, your daily source for live updates on the Bitcoin market. Join us as we delve into current Bitcoin technical analysis, track Bitcoin, BTC prices, explore market capitalization trends, and analyze market supply. Stay ahead of the curve with our comprehensive coverage of the ever-evolving world of Bitcoin. In today's episode, we'll cover topics such as the Bitcoin hash rate hitting an all-time high, central banks launching CBDCs, scalability solutions like the Lightning Network, recent hacking incidents, the surge in Bitcoin funds, asset managers buying shares of Riot Blockchain and Marathon Digital, the increasing percentage of Ethereum staked, conditions for Bitcoin ETF approval, outlined by a former SEC chair, price predictions including Bitcoin reaching $120,000, the impact of NFT prices on ApeCoin, the use of AI in drug discovery and advanced visual effects, the growth of Matic and Polygon, legal challenges and investigations in the crypto space, the benefits of BTC's energy usage, rebounding digital asset investments, and the criticism faced by Grayscale from the SEC. The Bitcoin network's computing power has reached a new high, strengthening the security of the world's largest cryptocurrency. Despite the stagnant prices, this increase in hash rate demonstrates the resilience and growth of Bitcoin. Speaking of cryptocurrencies, a survey by the Bank for International Settlements, BIS, highlights concerns over the widespread use of crypto and stablecoins, warning about potential threats to financial stability. Additionally, over 20 central banks are expected to launch their own digital currencies by the end of the decade. To address Bitcoin's slow transaction speeds and high costs, the Lightning Network has emerged as a scaling solution. It aims to provide faster and cheaper transactions, enhancing the usability of Bitcoin. In the gaming world, the creator of Steppen is developing a new social MMO called Gas Hero. Set in a dystopian world ravaged by nuclear war, Gas Hero brings players together in a captivating adventure. But let's take a step back and explore the fundamentals. What is hashing? Hashing plays a crucial role in maintaining the security of the Bitcoin network. It's a vital technology, but how does it actually work? Moving on, Bitcoin itself is seen as a currency, an asset, and a commodity, depending on the region and its regulations. This flexibility has contributed to Bitcoin's global adoption. In recent news, the Twitter account for the NFT project Gutter Cat Gang was hacked, resulting in the theft of NFTs worth around $750,000. Additionally, Arkham, a blockchain intelligence firm, is introducing an exchange where data on crypto wallet owners' identities can be traded. This move raises discussions around privacy and transparency within the cryptocurrency ecosystem. Turning to the world of gaming again, content creator and gamer Mo from 100 Thieves believes that blockchain games will eventually be embraced by live streamers. As the industry evolves, it will be interesting to see how popular creators like XQC and Pokimane respond to this new wave of gaming experiences. Finally, let's talk numbers. Over the past 3 weeks, $500 million has flowed into Bitcoin funds, indicating continued institutional bullishness. Additionally, the investment giant Vanguard now holds $560 million worth of Bitcoin mining stocks, signaling increased interest in the crypto mining sector. That's all for now. Stay tuned for more updates on the world of cryptocurrencies and blockchain technology. Hey there. Guess what? The $7.2 trillion asset manager has now invested a whopping $500 million in Riot Blockchain and Marathon Digital shares. Talk about a big move. In other news, Ethereum is making some serious waves. Did you know that staked Ethereum now accounts for a whopping 20% of the total supply? That's right. Since withdrawals became possible in April, the amount of Ethereum being pledged to secure the network has seen a significant increase. Now let's switch gears to the world of cryptocurrencies. The former SEC chair recently shared some interesting insights. They believe that a Bitcoin ETF could potentially be approved if the applicant can prove that it's an efficient way for investors to buy BTC. Exciting stuff for all the Bitcoin enthusiasts out there. Looking ahead, Standard Chartered, the British bank, has some predictions about Bitcoin. They believe that Bitcoin will reach an impressive $120,000 before 2025. Their rationale? Well, they think that miners will start hoarding their coins, leading to a decrease in the available market supply. Shifting gears once again, let's talk about NFTs. ApeCoin, the Ethereum token associated with Yuga Labs' Bored Ape Yacht Club collection, has taken a bit of a tumble. It has fallen nearly 93% from its peak price. Ouch! Now let's dive into the world of medical breakthroughs. Scientists have been using AI to make some incredible discoveries. In just 5 minutes, they were able to uncover new drugs that can kill senescent cells, helping fight age-related diseases. Who knew AI could be so powerful? And for all the gaming enthusiasts, here's some news for you. The Machines Arena has introduced in-game rewards that can eventually be minted as NFTs. So, if you're a player with a lot of XP, you'll be able to unlock character skins that can later be minted and traded. The future of gaming and NFTs is definitely looking interesting. Last but not least, let's touch on the financial side of things. The Ordinals ecosystem is experiencing a surge in new projects while fees have remained low. It's always great to see low fees and a thriving community, isn't it? Phew. That's a lot of exciting news packed into one conversation. But the excitement doesn't stop there. Netflix is taking things up a notch by tapping into AI. They're using AI to push visual effects beyond the limitations of the green screen. Looks like we can expect some mind-blowing visual experiences in our favorite shows and movies. Can't wait! Why settle for a regular green screen when you have an AI-powered magenta option? That's the question on everyone's mind. And speaking of mind-blowing options, Grayscale is not happy about the SEC's approval of a different kind of Bitcoin ETF. They argue that the slight differences between a leveraged Bitcoin future ETF and a spot Bitcoin ETF should not hinder the latter. But let's talk about something that could make it even harder for thieves and the government to seize your precious Bitcoin, storing your private key as colors. Yes, you heard that right. A new tool is making waves in the crypto world by allowing you to back up your private keys using colors. It's a genius way to keep your coins safe and away from prying eyes. In other news, Matic is soaring 9% ahead of the highly anticipated Polygon 2.0 rollout. The network has experienced a rebound in on-chain growth, and bankrupt Celsius recently completed a massive $66 million sell-off, which may have contributed to the uptick in Polygon's success. Meanwhile, Paradigm, a crypto investment firm, has filed an amicus brief in the SEC's lawsuit against Bittrex. They believe that the SEC lacks the authority to regulate secondary markets for crypto assets. It's a bold stance, and time will tell how the lawsuit unfolds. And in the world of discounted cryptocurrencies, Binance US is offering appealing discounts on Bitcoin and Ethereum. However, not everyone is eligible for these discounts, so you might want to check if you're one of the lucky ones. Moving on, Ripple's transparency seems to have backfired as their lawyer believes the SEC exploited it to target Brad Garlinghouse. It's unfortunate, but it seems like transparency can sometimes be a double-edged sword in the crypto world. In an interesting turn of events, FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt, and external pressure, have united the Binance community. CZ, the CEO of Binance, claims that these challenges have made the community stronger. It's always interesting to see how adversity can bring people together. Speaking of predictions, banking giant Standard Chartered is optimistic about Bitcoin's future. They believe that it could reach $50,000 in 2023 and $120,000 in 2024. It's a bold forecast, but only time will tell if it proves to be true. And in the realm of potential U.S. presidential candidates, Robert F. Kennedy is holding Bitcoin. It seems like even politicians are recognizing the value of this digital asset. But not everything is rosy in the crypto world. A YouTuber turned NFT scammer is making headlines. On-chain Sleuth is investigating a $1.5 million crypto theft, and it's a stark reminder to stay vigilant in this space. Unfortunately, even established platforms can fall victim to exploits. Arcadia Finance recently suffered a $455,000 exploit on both Ethereum and Optimism networks. It's a timely reminder that security should always be a top priority. Speaking of challenges, bankrupt crypto lender Voyager Digital is shrinking its portfolio by nearly 40%. It's a tough situation, but they are taking measures to tackle their financial woes. Switching gears, Twitter's new rival, Threads, has hit a significant milestone. It amassed 100 million users in just 4 days, proving that there is a hunger for alternative social media platforms. And in regulatory news, Dubai has taken enforcement action against BitOasis, a prominent crypto exchange in the Middle East. The crypto regulator has suspended their license, which is a significant blow for the platform. Adjusting our focus to market updates, Bitcoin is once again challenging the $31,000 mark, while Matic is experiencing a daily explosion of 10%. It's an exciting time for traders and investors alike. Meanwhile, everyone is eagerly anticipating the Ripple SEC ruling. XRP's CTO and a known attorney have speculated on a deadline, but only time will tell when we'll finally have some closure on this important case. Finally, let's not forget the environmental benefits of Bitcoin mining. Forbes recently highlighted how Bitcoin's ability to harness stranded energy resources and mitigate greenhouse gas emissions positions it as a potential ally in the fight against climate change. It's a thought-provoking perspective on the environmental impact of cryptocurrencies. In other numbers-related news, the percentage of Bitcoin supply unmoved for at least 1 year reached an all-time high in June, accounting for approximately 70% of the circulating supply. It's an interesting statistic that sheds light on how holders are treating their Bitcoin assets. Additionally, digital asset investment products have seen significant inflows, with $136 million recorded last week. These inflows have corrected the previous 9 weeks of outflows, indicating renewed investor interest in the market. Lastly, lawyers representing Grayscale have criticized the SEC over the approval of a leveraged Bitcoin ETF. They believe the SEC should be more cautious and consider the potential risks associated with these types of investment vehicles. In regulatory news, the Dubai crypto regulator has suspended the license of BitOasis, a popular crypto exchange in the Middle East. This move may have significant implications for the region's crypto market, and it remains to be seen how this situation will unfold. And that's a wrap for today's news roundup in the world of cryptocurrencies. Stay tuned for more updates on these stories and other exciting developments in the crypto space. Today's episode covered a wide range of topics, including the surge in Bitcoin hash rate, the launch of CBDCs by central banks, the scalability improvements of Lightning Network, the rise of Bitcoin funds, asset manager investments in Riot Blockchain and Marathon Digital, the staking of Ethereum reaching 20% of total supply, former SEC chair's conditions for Bitcoin ETF approval, the crash of ApeCoin, the use of AI in drug discovery and advanced visual effects, and the ongoing lawsuits and challenges in the crypto world. Thanks for listening to today's episode. I'll see you guys at the next one, and don't forget to subscribe.